Would you love to be able to write a letter to your loved one, a deceased loved one, and have them answer back? Well, guess what? You can. My guest tonight, Loanne Mayer, has written a beautiful book that details just how you can do transpersonal journaling. Her book is Celestial Conversations, Healing Relationships After Death. And Loanne, it's true. Anyone can really do this, can't they?
Anyone who would like to. And in fact, my mother is saying in her letters to me that the only thing that you can think about when you're doing this is if you want to reach someone and they want to reach back to you. For instance, if I wanted to write to my great aunt Susie and she's moved on into another dimension and is not interested, she doesn't have to connect with us. But if there is unfinished business, there is a definite value to the soul on the other side, as well as the soul living here on the planet, to find communication, to help the person still here, especially, find the way that they need to live in the manner that they need to live. Giving an example of myself, I am I'm a Leo, I'm an army brat, I'm a black and white person, I'm like very quick to judge, very quick to criticize most of my life. And so part of the situation that I discovered with my mother was my own barriers, my own way of looking at life. And many times in the letters that came through in the journal, she would say to me, I remember feeling that way too, but you need to let go of that, or you need not to carry the guilt, or, you know, you need not to carry the anger that's in the DNA of this family. So she was really specific about that, and not just for me, but for my children and my 13 grandchildren, where I still have the opportunity to teach.
Wow. And wise words, because so much of what my understanding is, Loanne, about why we're here is to learn to let go and love.
Mm-hmm. Only
that simple.
God.
Yeah.
That's what she said. That's the only thing that goes back and forth. Everything else, she said, don't waste your time. My daughter, too, is don't waste your time on things that are not of love, because they don't move through the veil.
Yeah.
So, you know, and as my daughter later on would put in her words, Mom, you don't have that much time, so move it.
Yeah, wise words to all of us. None of us has that much time when it comes down to it. So, you know, yeah. Loanne, though, to be able to communicate, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I can't do it myself. I have to either go to a psychic or a medium or something like that. And what you're saying is anyone can really do this. But do they need to attend a seminar to use transpersonal or celestial journaling?
Do you need the medium or the psychics? I feel I'm comfortable with mediums and psychics. It's not my way of being, but I'm comfortable with that. I like the idea of going directly from point A to point B and back and forth again, because I can go back now and I can say to my mom, well, what do you mean by that? Or how do you feel about that? Or what's going on in my life now that I'm not noticing? And it's a very intimate conversation between the two of us. I know many people who value psychics and mediums and so forth, and they value the information, but it's kind of a one-shot deal. You know, you sit down, you get your psychic reading or your medium working with you, and then when you want to know more, or you read it back or you listen to the tape, you're like, well, wait a minute, what about such and such? And so for me, I felt that I needed a lot of unraveling of the threads that we had knotted over the 86 years my mother lived, and at that time, my 60-some-odd years that I had lived. And I couldn't allow it to be summed up in 60 minutes or less. So this worked for me. But what works is whatever you can do, I think, to let go of the knots that are in the way of living the most loving, unconditional, compassionate life that you can, I would use whatever. This just is one little screwdriver in the toolbox of healing grief.
Loanne, if someone's out there listening and says, I really want to learn celestial journaling, you know, how do you teach it, and what will they learn in your seminars?
Well, when I do the workshops, we do exactly, on my website, there is a meditation that I use in the workshops that I put out there for anybody who wants to use it, because one of the people that, maybe many people, said to me, you can't presuppose people know how to do meditation. So I just give them my version of meditation. I really encourage people in the workshops to have a prayer, not my prayer, but some kind of attention to the universe, that this is important, this is holy, and whatever works for them works for me. And then we would discuss who the person is finding a reason to connect with and why in the workshop. And then we would have a meditation time, and we would allow people to write to whom they would like to. We would come back, and we would talk about how that felt. And at the end of that time, we would do another meditation with looking for a response from the person that they were intending to connect with. And of course, that's only the beginning. You'd have to go on for at least a month to kind of get a feel of the rhythm of how this works for you. But from people who have kept up on it, I have heard that getting into the rhythm is fairly simple, like meditation is once you've done it for a few weeks.
Obviously, meditation is a huge part of all of this, isn't it, Luann?
Yes, it is. I think because we live in such a busy world, Barb, and especially when you're grieving, your mind is very often a mixed master of so many different things that are going on back and forth between the time of the person's life and death, at least it was for me. Meditation is a wonderful way, and I'm sure you probably know this personally, where you can just kind of settle into a space that is not filled with what I call clutter. And you can allow yourself just to be and focus on one thing. And if it's focusing on the journaling, that allows you to listen, as one of my teachers once said, listen as if your children were coming home late at night. And allow yourself to write what you hear. And basically, you're listening for the words, you're putting the words in, and you are allowing yourself to write those words down. Basically, listening and hearing is a different kind of word than I can find the English translation for. You listen, or in my case, I can actually see the words in my head, and I write word for word of it. And I never anticipate the words that are coming to me, because in my mother's translation, for instance, she would have never used the word karma, ever. Unless she went to confession immediately after. So what she would say is, this is good. This is good for us to do this. In her language, in her translation, I wrote the word karma, even though I know the mother that I know who lived with me would never have used that word.
Wow, that's really fascinating, because obviously when we go back into our true form, our divine spiritual form, and reconnect again, you know, all of that just comes through. And I think the most important part, Luann, of what I've heard you say throughout all of this is not to have preformed or conceived ideas about what is going to come through. Just be open. Be willing to listen, hear, and put down what comes through.
And I think that's where the prayer and meditation creates the pathway, that you're making an healing intention through prayer and meditation. I would like to find the way to this healing endeavor. And it's like any other holy moment where you're praying for people who are dying, or you're praying for people who are lost.
All right. America Now continues with Luann Mayer and Celestial Conversations after the break. Stay with us.